Hey guys, Brian here with another episode of the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. On this episode, we're going to go over why it's critical to have a clear line of communication between you and your dog so that we can effectively communicate to our dogs what they're doing right and wrong. So let's start up the theme music and hop right into it. So how do we teach our dogs in a way that allows our pups to thrive in everyday real-world settings so that us and our dogs are able to do more of what we want together without the added stress? That is the question, and this podcast will give you the answer. My name is Brian Gallardo, and welcome to the Dog Training Secrets Podcast. So one of the most critical aspects whenever we're training and teaching our dogs how to live in everyday life in real world scenarios is establishing a clear line of communication between us and our dogs. If we don't have a clear line of communication between us and our dogs, then we are unable to effectively communicate to our dogs what they're doing right, what they're doing wrong, and what we want them to continue doing. That is critical, because if we don't have that clear line of communication, we're essentially just letting our dogs the opportunity to just figure it out on their own without our feedback, right? So we want to have that crystal clear communication so that when in a given moment, we are able to communicate to our dogs, you did that right and you did that wrong. So a bit of more information, essentially, for a dog to associate a reward or a punishment with a given behavior, you need to physically reward or punish your dog in under a second. You could be the best dog trainer in the world, but realistically, you will not consistently be able to reward or punish your dog in under a second, right? That is where this communication system comes in, right? We want to establish a communication system so that instead of having to rush over there and physically give our dog the treat in under a second, we could just use that communication system in place of that. So instead of running over there, giving a treat, I'm just gonna say, good, you did that right. I want you to continue doing it, right? But it's not just about saying the words, it's about how we go about classically conditioning these words, right? Because as you know, we talk all day around our dogs. About 85 to 90% of everyday human language mean little to nothing to dogs, right? We could be talking to your wife, you could be talking to your friend right now, and your dog could be next to you, and he's not just like, yeah, I know exactly what that is, right? Until we give a word a meaning by either rewarding or punishing the word, right? There's various ways to do this, but essentially, regardless of which route you go through, the most important aspect is understanding how to go about it, right? You can learn more about this, and we offer an online dog training course called A to Z of How to Train Your Dog, where we dive deeper into that. But essentially the basic gist of it is we want to establish a communication system where, one, we can communicate to our dogs whatever you did at the moment that you heard me say this word is what got you, it's what got you the reward, meaning that you did something right at that very moment. Second, we want to create a communication system where we're able to communicate to our dogs, hey, whenever I tell you no, whatever you're doing at that very moment is what got you a punishment, or you're doing something wrong. And then we want a word that communicates to our dog, hey, you're doing a great job, keep it up, right? Because again, a lot of times we could tell our dogs, good boy, and then give our dogs a treat, but they won't really associate it with that given behavior because many times too much time has passed, right? So for instance, say I ask my dog to sit. I tell my dog to sit, and then I tell him, good boy, run to the kitchen, grab a treat, and then try to give him, the treat. Too much time has passed at that very moment, meaning that instead of rewarding my dog for sitting, I might just be rewarding my dog for staying instead. Instead, if you had that communication system instilled with your dog, and I have a clear understanding that your dog understands what you're asking of him, then if your dog sits, I could use that communication system and say, good. Once your dog understands the meaning behind the word good, I like what you're doing, keep doing it, then your dog associates that with, oh, I'm being rewarded because I put my butt on the ground, or my rear end on the ground, not for just staying. Another example would be when you have a dog that, you know, has an accident in the house, goes pees in the living room, for instance, right? If you go into the living room and see your dog's pee laying there and then punish your dog, too much time has passed, right? Your dog isn't gonna associate the behavior of peeing with the punishment that you're giving him at that given moment, right? So, example, your dog pees in the living room at 9 a.m. You find it and discover his pee at 10 a.m. If you punish your dog, you're punishing your dog for whatever your dog is doing at that given moment, not for peeing, right? That's where the communication system comes into place, right? So you always want to catch your dog in the act of doing something in order to effectively communicate to him that, hey, this is what you did wrong and this is what you did right. And that is the big secret for today, guys. We want to install and teach our dogs a clear line of communication where we are able to communicate to our dogs what they're doing wrong, what they're doing right, and what we would want them to continue doing. Once you have this clear line of communication between us and our dogs, you'll begin to realize that the way your dog begins to view you will drastically change, right? Your whole relationship with your dog will change because now you're not just telling your dog words, your dog actually understands the meaning behind the words and understands, oh, this is what I'm doing wrong, this is what I'm doing bad, and this is what I should continue doing, right? And a lot of it is just providing our dogs with feedback in everyday life so that we're letting them know you're doing a good job for doing that, buddy. Keep it up. Or no, you made a mistake. This is what you should be doing instead. So that's the big secret for today, guys. Create a clear line of communication between you and your dogs. That way you can effectively communicate to your dog what they're doing right and what they're doing wrong, what you want them to continue doing. Now, if you guys enjoyed this episode, feel free to leave us a review on whatever platform you guys are listening on. And if you guys are interested in learning how to create that clear line of communication between you and your dog, feel free to check out the A to Z of how to train your dog. It is located on our website, awokenk9.com. That is awoken, letter K, number 9.com.